Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Delsar the Champion and the Hero by A.D. Morway is an action-packed fantasy tale of endurance and solidarity. The queen is dead. Her country blames the very man who swore to protect her at all cost, the queen's champion. The hate from the people is pushing this champion deeper into an inescapable darkness as he slowly becomes the very thing he's accused of being. With trolls, mercenaries, and political conspiracies all trying to find another light, to smother another light, well, the spirited girl escapes her doomed village to find this missing champion. A long sword and her innocence are her weapons of choice as she battles both the physical and the emotional. A.D. Morway received a homeschool education, spent his early years pursuing a serious baseball career. At the age of 19, he was inspired to join the military in order to serve and protect. Shortly after the National Guard, joining the National Guard, he developed an autoimmune disease, ending any possible hope of a military or baseball career. Instead of giving up, he decided to use his love of fictional words, worlds, and his past experiences to pour his heart into a book. He fills his characters with emotions that he has gone through to give them rich, intriguing personalities. Now residing in Worcester, Massachusetts, he uses his nerdy enjoyment of the adventures from the greats like Star Wars, The Lord of the Rings, and Maze Runner to bring you his own adventure. He makes it his goal to have you cry, laugh, and feel inspired all within the same chapter. A writing style compared to Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Games, A.D. Morway, author of Delsar, The Champion and the Hero, our guest on This Week in America. A.D., welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
What a great world that you've created in telling the story, Delsar, The Champion and the Hero. How did you get started on this book and why? Was there an agenda behind the story as you started writing it?
Yes. I think we all went through the pandemic recently, and I personally was feeling very alone, and so I decided to write my feelings into a book while avoiding any kind of similarities to the pandemic. So the characters experience the same emotions that I think a lot of people went through, and that's why I decided to write it. It just came to me one day to write a story.
And it's interesting because the story is receiving rave reviews, as I say, a writing style compared to Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Games. The book is Delsar, The Champion and the Hero by A.D. Morway, M-O-R-W-A-Y. Book available at writersrepublic.com, publishers of the book. Talk about once you get this inspiration to write this story, you decide now is the time. I'm going to share my emotions in a story. Talk about developing the characters and what these characters mean to you.
So the characters, how I developed them is I based them off mostly of myself, at least the main characters, different aspects of myself. For instance, Delsar and the things he's going through and the emotions he's feeling, I based off of what I was feeling when I get discharged from the military. Then Elydra, the female main character, is I based her off of how I want to be. She's kind of the opposite, the light in the story. So that's what I did there. And so now they do mean a lot to me, because they've developed in a way that I want to develop myself. And so they're almost an inspiration to myself, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it really is. When you started writing Delsar and developing the characters, did you know before you started writing about the characters, where you were going to take them, how were they were going to develop? Or did they evolve as you were writing the story?
I had a beginning and an end in mind. And then I let the characters write the story and develop as they went. And that's how I did it. So it's a character-driven story, and the characters kind of wrote themselves once I had their characteristics and their...
Yeah. Once you develop that, that's fascinating how that the characters all developed as you were doing this. Let's talk about some of the characters and how you develop these, because they're all really fascinating characters. Talk about a couple of the main characters and how you went about developing them.
Sure. I am a very introverted person, so I don't socialize very well. And so what I do a lot of when I'm out and about is I call it people watching. And so when I'm hanging out with my friends and such, I just listen to things they say. I watch their mannerisms. And then I take little bits I like. I'm like, oh, I think that's a good quirk for a character. Oh, I like that. And I always ask them, like, hey, can I take this element of you and put it and add it to a character in my book? And they're like, always like, sure. I'm like, all right, when you read the book, remember this part, that's inspired by you. And so a lot of the characters are based on actual little quirks I witness.
Delsar, The Champion and the Hero is the book. The author is A.D. Morway, our guest on the program, M-O-R-W-A-Y. Book is published by Writers Republic. You'll find it there in the bookstore, writersrepublic.com. You talk a lot about real-life morals, emotions, dilemmas in this book. It's really sort of multi-layered. Talk about that. And again, were these issues that you were going to be wanted to talk about when you started, or did this sort of evolve as well as you were telling the story?
Yes, a lot of it evolved. I had a troubling situation happen within my family, and I was like, let me write about this and really bring it to light. I think me being a Christian, I think a lot of other Christian authors and writers aren't willing to go to certain places I decided to go through in the book. And just topics that some people don't always cover, and I wanted to cover because it's a real life thing.
Well, that's interesting, your approach. Talk about some of the influences that have been in your life in terms of influencing your writing style, because this is different. You do approach it in a different way. Talk about some of the influences on your writing style and then your decision to, okay, this is my world I've created. I'm going to create it the way I want to.
Mm-hmm. C.S. Lewis, I think he's probably the biggest inspiration that I've had. I really like his no-nonsense. This is what I want in my story, so I'm going to put it in my story. And I've kind of adopted that idea. It's not anyone else's story. It's my story. I'm going to put what I think belongs, and I'll let others give me ideas, but I'm not going to let others dictate what I do in my story. It's a unique story, and I hope other people enjoy it because of that.
It is a unique story. Why do you feel this is unique, and why people are responding in such a positive way to the story? What is it that makes the story, you think, the book, Delsar, The Champion and the Hero, stand out from some of the others out there?
I think it's because the characters are very human. It's a fantasy world, but I think most people will be able to find a character they can relate to and be like, wow, that's just like me. Or I felt that way too. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out and the characters turned out, because they do, I feel human. And I think that's sometimes missed in at least some fantasy stories, but it's very prevalent here.
It's almost in some fantasy stories that sort of the last element that the author gets to is developing the characters. And you've got a fascinating story that you're telling, but you've also got the delicacy of bringing along these characters, and we understand these people as you're telling the story, creating this world. Our guest is A.D. Morway, M-O-R-W-A-Y. The book is Delsar, The Champion and the Hero. Book available at writersrepublic.com, the publisher of the book. All that information, of course, on our website. You'll deal with a number of themes in the book, one being fellowship. Why is fellowship so important?
Fellowship, because with the pandemic hit, I think there's no place you could go in the world to avoid the pandemic. And when it first hit, I was like, oh, I'm introverted. I'm going to be perfectly fine. I'm going to self-isolate. This will be easy. Boy, was I wrong. I was missing people. I missed just hanging out with others.
Yes.
And so this book, I wanted to kind of demonstrate that on Delsar and just how important it is to have other people. Like, everybody wants a hero, but sometimes even a hero needs someone to help them get back up. And I wanted that point stressed as well.
What do you hope the readers get their takeaway from reading Delsar, The Champion and the Hero? It's a very entertaining story, well told, vividly described, but there's another layer to it. What do you hope we get from reading Delsar?
Enjoyment. That's the biggest thing I want from other people. If I get even just one smile, I'll know writing the book was worth it. It was worth it. Even one person, then that's my plan, is to bring happiness, because I think happiness is contagious and it shouldn't be kept in one place. Happiness shouldn't be quarantined. So I'm hoping people, I'm hoping to spread that happiness.
It's
and that enjoyment.
Interesting how everybody sort of turned to different avenues to get through the pandemic. And for many people, it was a serious lockdown period of many, many months. I don't want to overstate this, but it sounds like writing Delsar was sort of a lifeline for you. This is what gave you some inspiration and gave you happiness during this period. Is that true?
Yes, very much so. I was in a very low, like, oh, what am I supposed to do now? And so I was sitting there, listen to music, and then I was like, oh, I can write a story. I can maybe create some happiness and share that with others. And that gave me a great feeling and purpose, like real, real purpose that I was very happy about.
Let's talk about the writing process for you. Of course, it varies from author to author, but once you decided to write Delsar and tell this story, how did that happen? Did you set aside a certain period of time every day? Were there times when you hit the writer's block that you had to stop for a while, or times when it was just the opposite? You couldn't stop writing and you had to keep going all through the night, or extra hours that you hadn't planned on because the story kept telling itself?
Yes to pretty much all of that.
It was the whole gamut.
I had the whole, because I let the characters write themselves, it was very easy to sit down, start a conversation with them, and then let the story continue. But then I would have instances where it was like, okay, how do I start this scene? I think starting scenes was the hardest, and that was when I would have writer's block, so I would take a whole week off sometimes trying to figure out, how do I start this scene? Especially combat scenes, those are pretty difficult. But then I'd have days where I'd start in the morning, and then I look up at the clock and it's 10 p.m. It's like, what just happened? So, yes.
So it's sort of whatever mood you were in that day. If it was coming, you kept it going. And if you didn't, you just stopped for a while and walked away. Someone who's a writer.
Something else done.
Well, yeah. Would you advise that to people rather than sit there and sort of force something, just to sort of shut down and eventually it'll come back to you? Is that the best way to approach that, do you think?
Yes. And have a notebook or a notepad with you at all times. And you have an idea, just write something down so you remember it. And then when you get back home or whatever, home from work, whatever you might be doing, pull it out and write off of that.
Delsar, The Champion and the Hero. That's the new book by A.D. Morway. Books available, of course. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com and their bookstore. They're the publisher of the book. Morway is M-O-R-W-A-Y. Once you finish, what's that like? You've created these characters. These are people, not just in your mind now, but they're in the book. They're people that you've created. What's it like when it ends? And then I'm going to attach that, to put a comma, and then ask you if this is the end or whether there will be more in the series.
It was a breath of fresh air when I finally finished. It was like, yes, here it is. And especially after it was completely edited, I'd gone through multiple times. It was like, wow, this is real. This is happening. And it felt really good. But I never truly stopped writing the story. So I haven't quite felt that withdrawal yet, I guess. Because, yes, there are more stories planned to the series. It's going to probably be 4 or 5 books is what I have planned. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the background of the first book.
And a lot of stuff going on in the world, too. I mean, the inspiration in the beginning came from the pandemic, and that hopefully is at least to a great extent behind us. But so many things going on in the world as well for motivation. Delsar, The Champion and the Hero, A.D. Morway, our guest on the program. I mentioned the career baseball. You were going to join the military. You had the autoimmune disease. How are you doing now? You look and sound great.
Yeah, thank you. I figured out how to manage it. So my autoimmune disorders, I have a couple of them which came out of nowhere while I was in the military. They think they were activated because of the stress, like they were sitting dormant and now they're here to full fruition. And it was tough the first couple of years, but now that I've figured out how to manage them, it's not so bad. And I'm getting back on my feet and figuring out what else I can do with my life other than just writing.
Yeah, how difficult was that to face that and then to shift a baseball career, the military that you were really looking forward and told, no, those doors are going to close. You didn't give up at that point, did you? You went and you kept looking and you found this door that you've not only opened it, you've kicked it open with your writing ability. How difficult was it to make that transition, to pick yourself up and go, okay, there's still a lot I can do?
It was hard, especially since I kind of shut myself out from everyone else. The pandemic was one of the worst things and the best things that could have happened to me, because then I was really shut out. And that was when I realized, wow, I need other people. And then as soon as I connected myself with other people again, that was when I was like, well, I need to write a book. It was one of those things that just came. And so the transition was hard getting there, but once I got there, it was very easy.
Well, the book is Delsar, the Champion and the Hero. A.D. Moreway is our guest in the program. Book is published by WritersRepublic.com. I'll send you to their bookstore to get information on the book, WritersRepublic.com. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A minute or so left in the program. I love how you bring emotion to the stories. The characters come alive. I mentioned that you like to make people cry, laugh, and feel inspired all within the same chapter. So you've got all of those elements there. What's that like? It's almost like a real person you've created. We're not all one-dimensional. We can be laughing one moment and crying a couple minutes later. And you seem to have captured that.
Yes, thank you very much for saying that. I'm not sure where it all came from. It was, I think, a gift which I didn't realize I had until I lost a lot. And then it was like, oh, I've had this all along. And so that was my writing.
You know, and part of that too, it's interesting you mentioned people watching. That's gotta be a big part. That's almost like research for a book, isn't it? As you sit there watching people, and it's amazing. You sort of in your mind have your own story, what this person has gone through in their lives, depending on the way they play that out. So is that like research for you?
Yes, watching people is research. That's probably how I have researched or figured out how to write these characters, how to write characters in general, is watching people, how they interact, and like, oh, where did they come from? Wonder why they're acting like that. Ooh, yeah. They seem different today. And then I write my own stories. I have all sorts of... I have a very childish imagination, I think. Like, I can entertain myself with a stick outside, pretend it's a sword or a lightsaber. And I think that really helps when writing.
It does. And don't lose that. That's another gift that you have. Is anything you've got that you can keep from your childhood, go ahead and keep that, because we all mature too rapidly. So there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. The book is Delsar, the Champion and the Hero. A.D. Moreway is the guest on the program, the author. The book published by Writers Republic, their website, writersrepublic.com. Book there in the bookstore. Mentioned working on many ideas, another book. Are you working on that now? When can we expect maybe a follow-up to Delsar?
Yes, I'm working on the second book right now, the sequel. And already it feels a little bit different from the first book just because of how much this changed. You kind of get dropped in this pit that you're like, oh, wow, everything's suddenly different. The world is different. And I'm at about chapter 15 on the first draft, so I'd say it'll probably be done in less than a year if I'm able to keep the same pace I kept with the first.
Well, I'm hoping we'll have a chance to talk about that, and it's interesting as you develop. I'm sure the characters are developing as well as you go through this transition in life as we go from pandemic to hopefully a post-pandemic world. AD, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book, Delsar, the Champion and the Hero. Congratulations on the success of this. Thank you for spending some time with us. We will stay in touch and hopefully do this when the next book's out.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. AD Moreway, Morway, the book, Delsar, the Champion and the Hero. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. usual places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Writers Republic, their bookstore, and get all the information and order it there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.